Hey, good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude here from 2 to 5 every weekday morning. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and then the great, the king, the one, the only, Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Jim Ryan is going to join us. He is a traffic reporter, who does traffic reports all over the place, and including here. And he, in fact, will be sitting in for Esmeralda in the hut while she's in a hut in Mexico. And so he's going to be here, but he writes about music, and we have him on to talk about music, and we'll talk Grammys with him in just a little bit. All right. So the most unhealthy item that you can order at every chain restaurant, here's the deal. Kim Larson and Ruth Freckman, registered dietitians at the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, figured out what to avoid when ordering at a number of chains. Or on Valentine's Day, if you're depressed because Valentine's Day sucks, here's how you can eat your pain away. All right, Taco Bell, Esmeralda. Here's the item at Taco Bell. It's the Double Dilla steak with chips and salsa. I never even heard of it.
So wait, well, I'm assuming that's a quesadilla, like doubled.
Here's what it says, it's called the Double Dilla, and then in parentheses it says steak with chips and salsa.
Is that included, or do you put that on top of the quesadilla?
I don't know how it works. I've never had it. It says the Double Dilla contains an excessive amount of calories from protein. 20 to 30 grams of protein a meal is plenty. And there's 50 grams in this. And this quesadilla, you were right, so it would be a Double Dilla. This quesadilla with chicken, jalapeno sauce, and three cheeses has nearly double the amount that you need. It's 850 calories. And over 2,000 milligrams of sodium. The Double Dilla. All right, Arby's. Roast turkey ranch and bacon sandwich. Wouldn't you think that the turkey wouldn't be as, like, wouldn't you think that the beef would be worse than the turkey?
Yeah, but when it's smothered in ranch.
And bacon.
Right.
It's 800 calories, 34 grams of fat. 2,400 milligrams of sodium. It blasts you with an entire day's worth of sodium from the processed meat, ranch dressing, and bacon. In fact, it has as much sodium as about 11.5 bags of nacho cheese Doritos. Oh, my God. Oh, man. 11.5 bags of Doritos. Jeez. Hey, if your blood pressure is low, go ahead. All right. Burger King, the Bacon King sandwich. Over 1,000 calories. Jeez. 69 grams of total fat and 1,900 milligrams of sodium. This double burger spends half of the average person's calorie per day in one fell swoop. It's, because you should have 2,000 calories per day. Larson says it also supplies almost a day's worth of sodium in one sandwich. I've never had any of these items. Has anybody ever had any of these items? Dan, the Double Dilla? I've never even heard of the Double Dilla.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a quesadilla doubled up.
Yeah, but I've just never even heard of it.
Excuse me, could I have two quesadillas?
But they usually
mush them together.
They usually advertise, you know, their items by name constantly at Taco Bell.
Well, that Doritos taco has been getting a lot of attention.
Well, no, now it's the fried chicken thing.
Oh, there you go.
It's that fried chicken.
The Double Dilla is off to the side.
Right. By the way, the commercials. Dan, have you seen the commercials for the chicken?
The old timey.
Yeah.
PSAs.
They're great. Yeah. They're really funny. Sonic Supersonic Bacon Double Cheeseburger. See, the thing is, these all sound good. Almost 1,700 milligrams of sodium. 87 grams total fat, over 1,200 calories. It has an astonishing amount of saturated fat. Eating one burger is the equivalent of taking down 7 Krispy Kreme glazed donuts. There's a high calorie count, as one sandwich provides over half of the recommended per day. So we've got 11.5 bags of Doritos for sodium at one thing, and it's got the equivalent of taking down 7 Krispy Kreme donuts.
So I feel like you just eat a little bit of one, eat a little bit of the other, right. And just even it out.
Just even it out. Yeah, you got to think. You got to think. You know, you got to think wisely. At Chili's, it's the Texas dry rub ribs, the full rack. The ribs have double the amount of sodium that's recommended for your entire day. Over 4,500 milligrams of sodium. And your daily allowance of fat content, it's basically like eating 9 deep-fried Twinkies. Olive Garden, the chicken and shrimp carbonara. It says, while the dish starring chicken and shrimp might appear to be healthier at everyone's aunt's favorite Italian spot, is unfortunately one of the worst choices on the menu. This is thanks to, in part, to the very heavy cream sauce. The pasta has also a very, very high sodium count. And now it's none. And now it's never ending, right? You can get this stuff and eat it for 5 months.
See, I never understand how that works. Who can eat more than a bowl of pasta?
I totally agree with you.
So filling.
I totally agree with you. I don't understand that it's like, oh, it's such a great deal. Never-ending pasta. I don't want never-ending pasta.
Can't even get to never-ending pasta.
Cheesecake Factory, which was mentioned hilariously on last night's At Midnight. Esmeralda, you don't watch At Midnight, do you?
I don't.
God, it's so funny. And one of the running gags that Hardwick has on the show, that everybody on the show has, they just trash Cheesecake Factory all the time. It's like at least once a week there's a reference to diarrhea and the Cheesecake Factory on At Midnight. And they did a fantastic bit on last night's At Midnight. By the way, At Midnight all week, if you're watching it, it's on at 10:30 instead of 11:30, which makes no sense. Since they fired Wilmore, now they've moved At Midnight up to 10:30 Central Time. But if you're watching it, it's live all week. It's full on live, and it was hysterical last night. It was great, and they've got like At Midnight comedy all stars each night. Like the three panelists are just killer every night. And anyway, they did this extended bit on Cheesecake Factory last night that was just hysterical, and they actually went back. Dan, I didn't tell you this because I was talking about this in the car with you. They actually went back and did a montage of not all of the Cheesecake references, but a bunch of the jokes of what they, you know, how many jokes they did about Cheesecake Factory. Anyway, here's the chicken and biscuits. It is 68 grams of saturated fat, over 2,800 milligrams of sodium, and 2,300 calories. The towering factory of cheesecake is notorious for its giant menu and even larger portions. Ultimately, this plate of gravy and biscuits with its requisite fat and salt, its saturated fat levels are more than triple the recommended levels. So take that, Chris Hardwick. All right, there you go. So eat your pain away on this Valentine's Day. All right, we got to take a break. And then Jim Ryan is going to join us in studio, and we're going to talk about the Grammys. And then anti-Valentine's Day kicks in after the news at 3.